Welcome back to Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar with its Award of Excellence. And coming to you from the law offices of Santucci Priori, PL, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They are located in downtown Fort Lauderdale and can be reached at 500law.com or call 954-351-7474. If you'd like to contact the legal panel hosts and guest, go to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back from our short recess. Every time I hear this music, I think we're somewhere in the Alps, Mike. You know? Mike, you know, I would love to keep the mics going when we're taking our break because we were in great conversation, but I'm going to ask you to lead off with your question.
During the break, I was just commenting how you're at such a huge advantage specifically with a dental malpractice case because you and your partner know the medicine. And you're at a huge advantage in cross-examining a defendant, cross-examining an expert witness, and I wouldn't touch a case like that. I don't have a medical background.
Well, I agree with you. And what I tell people when I talk to them about dental malpractice and I talk about my firm, what I tell them is my partner, Dr. Stanley Lane, he is the only board-certified oral surgeon who is practicing law in the state of Florida. So what we do is when it comes time for the defendant dentist deposition, we send Dr. Lane to do the deposition. Dr. Lane was the head of oral surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital for 30 years, so he used to do grand rounds with his students. And when he takes the deposition of those dentists, that's what it is. It's an inquisition as to what you did and why you did it and what you considered. So we do feel we are at an advantage where that dentist is not going to BS anybody at that deposition. Mm-hmm.
You know, what makes you unique within your practice is the fact you were on the other side. I'll just say the dark side. You represent the insurance companies. And you know what you're up against because you were very successful with that as well.
Yes. And what I like to believe, what it is I know the way they think. I know the way they evaluate. So when I'm putting my case together, I do with a thought of what is the other side looking for to justify getting this case resolved. I also look at it as what can I do to win the case, but I need to educate the other side as to our case, and they see things through their own prism, and I need to try and feed them that information so they can process it the way they like to process it and therefore come to the right decision, which is, you know, hopefully to resolve the case at a reasonable level.
Well, one thing I want our audience to know, dental malpractice is like any personal injury case where it's done on contingency. But lawyers like yourself that are in a boutique firm and known as a litigator, not a settlement organization like those they see on billboards, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but they know who they are. And you invest in those cases. And so that's why you don't take everything. You'll advise people. You don't turn people away and say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You say, well, maybe you should do this, that, or the other thing. As a matter of fact, I got an email that I sent out, you know, email blast, and this one woman said that she got her teeth whitened, and it was before her wedding. And she had nothing but miserable experience because of the sensitivity as well. And I asked you about that off air, and you said, well, Phil, you know, there's probably a disclaimer that she signed because it is common that can make your teeth sensitive.
Yes, and let me start off with the beginning part of your question about the big guys on the billboards who do the advertising.
Right.
Those guys are some of my best referral sources because what they do is they bring them in with the advertising, and then when it becomes a dental case, we get those cases. So we are the beneficiary of all that advertising that a lot of these firms do.
I was not aware
of that. So I love those guys, and I hope they keep advertising. As far as your friend goes with the sensitivity,
right?
As with any medical procedure, dentists or doctors, before you go in for a procedure, you're probably going to sign something called an informed consent. And that informed consent is going to list the risks of the procedure. In a situation that you explain with somebody who does teeth whitening and then has sensitivity afterwards, more likely than not, that person has signed a consent, an informed consent, which advised them that that was a risk of the procedure. It happens in a small percentage of the cases. So in that scenario, even though your friend may not recall ever signing that informed consent, it turns out whenever I order records in those scenarios, I get a package of records, and There's at least one or two informed consents that those people have signed. So those informed consent cases, they're not really the best cases because it's often a situation where the patient or the client just doesn't remember signing that risk.
I feel sorry for her because they spent tens of thousands, her words to me, on the wedding, and she had a miserable time, couldn't drink wine or anything along those lines. Actually, James Keyes had a quick question.
Yes. I asked you previously about the statute of limitations. My question now is, so at what point someone who's concerned that they've been wronged or that they have an injury, at what point do they come to see you or should they come to see you?
Well, they should call me immediately. I mean, that's really the best answer. I get a lot of calls with people who have undergone tooth extractions. Wisdom teeth extractions would be a very common scenario. Your wisdom tooth is in an area where if the extraction is not done properly, you could affect both the inferior alveolar nerve. That would affect numbness along your lip and chin. It can also affect the lingual nerve, and you could have numbness to your tongue and even loss of taste. If once the anesthesia wears off, you are continuing to have numbness problems and pain problems, well, first, maybe you go back to the dentist and explain to them what you're experiencing. And if you're not satisfied with the answer, perhaps you give me a call.
Mm, okay.
It's amazing to me that your medical knowledge. I think when I'm not feeling well, I'm going to call you and forget about my doctor.
Well, I get the inquisition from Dr. Lane, so I'm learning this through him.
How can you value a case, though? I mean, you know, the pain and suffering everybody's heard about and knows about, and it's unfortunate. There's nothing worse than going through life when it's all life-altering, you know, accident, if you will, or in this case, negligence, especially dental negligence. Again, I'd rather break my arm than have a toothache. I absolutely will.
You know, well, and that is true. I think anybody who has had a really bad toothache knows that it can be some of the worst pain that you can experience in
your
life.
Yeah, usually it's at 12 midnight.
Yeah, right, like your fire alarm in your house or your smoke alarm in your house. But as far as valuing the cases go, a lot of it is experience. I mean, we see these cases, it's the same themes over and over again, so you kind of get an understanding of what the value of a particular type of case is. We also have resources available to us through LexisNexis or Westlaw, where we can look up what other verdicts and judgments and other similar cases have, you know, in certain jurisdictions, what they have been. So that, we have that available, that resource available to us as well. Primarily, it's experience.
You know, you're one of the few attorneys, and you have a distinction on our program. You're recognized by the NADC. That's the National Association of Distinguished Counsel. It's an organization dedicated to promoting the highest standards of legal excellence as well. And there's only about 1% of attorneys in this country that can reach that, and you're one of them.
And I'm very proud of getting that distinction. So thank you for pointing that out.
No, absolutely. You know, as always, we wish we had more time. What is the best way? And again, I, because this is drive time, I Google your name, you come right up. And I tell our audience that. And what is the best way to find you?
I think the best way you could get in touch with me, if somebody's out there listening, is simply to email me directly. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, with Mark with a K, at usalawsuits.com. That comes directly to my desk. That is the easiest way. You can also call my office, 954-874-3631. And that's the way I would encourage people to get a hold of me.
And your website is so easy.
It's www.usalawsuits.com.
That's a great domain name. You might want to go to James Keyes to register that.
That's right. Before somebody does a .net, .me, .us, all these other dots that are there. And it always goes by so fast, you know. And that's why we're looking to produce a second hour now. And matter of fact, you never know. We might even have Mike Santucci there as the legal panel host and helping keep us all in order.
That would be great.
That would be. Well, Legal News and Review will be back next week, and we have a full docket next week. And because of the experiences of James Keyes and, of course, Mark Glassman, we only had two segments because you both are incredible attorneys, well-vetted. And you know something? It always goes by again way too fast. It does. And I want to thank you for participating. Of course, James, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Mark.
Oh, it was a great time. Thank you.
And, Mike, thank you for the use of your beautiful facilities here. I mean, it's, you knocked my socks off. Right here in the museum area, the Cultural Information Center across the street, it's right in the heart.
I've got to give my partner, Joe Priori, most of the credit for the office. But, and as I said, you guys are welcome here anytime. So
appreciate that.
We're right downtown.
Appreciate that. And he's a fan of our producer, board operator, Mike Lubitz, as well.
Yep.
It's funny. Him and the judges, they all sports crazy because you could hear Mike every morning on 940 WINZ, the sports animal. You've been listening to Legal News and Review on WBZT 1230 AM. And also I want to say hello to our listeners on iHeart nationally. Please keep those emails coming in. I appreciate them. Well, Gary?
Well, it's another great week. It always goes too quick. And I'll tell you, I never realized that about dental malpractice. Definitely two great spots and two great attorneys to meet. As always, it's been a great week. I'm looking forward, we're all looking forward to another great South Florida weekend. Hopefully no one's hitting any traffic. So I want to wish all of our many, many fans out there a great drive home and a great weekend. And as always, folks, be safe and caught you. And be legal!
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar. Legal News and Review came to you today from the law offices of Santucci Priori, PL, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They are located in downtown Fort Lauderdale and can be reached at 500law.com. or 954-351-7474. If you'd like to contact the legal panel hosts and guest, go to belegalbuzz.com. To reach Gary Singer, board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448. Join us next Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., for Legal News and Review.